Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Glenn Macnow on this Thursday. The Eagles preparing for the New York Giants. And we must begin our show with a report from the MASH unit. That is the New York Giants, Glenn. A lot of injuries. Now, we don't know how it's going to change between now and Monday, but we know cornerback Prince Amukamara out.
Yep.
We know that Odell Beckham Jr. not practicing today.
Big
questionable.
Deal. Right,
your
big deal.
There?
Well, I mean, if he doesn't play, that's their number one weapon on a team that doesn't have a lot of weapons. My hunch is, and it's just a hunch, with a hamstring, he's probably going to try to give it a go. But you know how those things can just pop. You can start a game and not finish a game. So that's a real problem for them as well.
Linebackers Devin Kennard with a hamstring, John Beeson with a concussion, not practicing today, could be huge.
Yeah, listen, the Giants have won three games this year, and I think they're kind of overperforming what they've done. If they come in here all banged up, it's going to be a real problem for them.
So we're done talking about injuries now.
Okay.
Right? How do you feel about the game? How do you feel about the
game? I'm feeling good about the game. Yeah, and I'm feeling good about the game because it's really a must-win for the Eagles.
Another
as last week was.
Yeah,
this one is. By the way, if they win this one, I won't tell you that next week against Carolina.
Okay.
But this one gets the car fully towed out of the ditch. You're 3-3. You've won a game in the division. You're even with the Giants, so you win this one, it's good. And the Eagles are the more desperate team right now.
Well, the Eagles are 2-3. The Giants, of course, 3-2. And leading the very middling NFC East.
Middling is a nice way to put it.
Thank you. Let's get you caught up with everything that is happening with the Philadelphia Eagles on this busy Thursday on the practice field. Head coach Chip Kelly meeting the media. And Alex Smith has it all in our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles' offensive line has struggled at times during the early parts of this season, but they did bring it together in a big way last Sunday in the victory over the New Orleans Saints. Today, head coach Chip Kelly credited center Jason Kelce for helping turn it around.
In most teams in this league, the offensive line and what happens is center-driven. He has to identify the front and identify how we're going to set protections, how we're going to set the run game, where we're going to direct everything, and so he has to kind of be your coach on the field, so to speak, at that position. And you know, he's just a really, really intelligent football player. Spends a lot of time studying film and setting tape and making sure that he's correct in his calls. But I think Jason could fit in any system in this league.
Much has been made about quarterback Sam Bradford's pregame speech to the Eagles before Sunday's win over the Saints. Today we heard from Bradford and others inside the locker room on what that speech meant to the team.
I'm very comfortable. You know, obviously, you know, I've been around here now. You know, going into the sixth week of the season, you know, I don't know how many months, you know, it's been. But, you know, I feel like a lot of times, sometimes people question my leadership just because I'm quiet, but, you know, they don't see what I do behind the scenes or the relationships that I've built with those guys. But, you know, I'm very comfortable, you know, stepping up and saying something, you know, when I felt like it needs to be said.
He's our leader. He's always been the type of guy to stand up and say something if he felt like all of us need to hear it. So I feel like he's been that way the entire time.
Sam has been a leader since he's gotten here. But it was definitely good to hear and great timing with what he said. Absolutely. But you have to know Sam. He's a quiet guy in the locker room, you know. But when the lights turn on, he's a competitor, and you can see it.
I think we kind of knew going into the year that he was kind of going to be the guy. So I don't think he had to earn his stripes in that sense, that we had to learn or that we felt that he had to earn the right to talk to us. I mean, he's the quarterback, and you're going to listen to the quarterback first and foremost, and then if he doesn't want to be vocal, then someone else is going to have to step it up. But you have to have a leader on offense, and it's good to see him step up in that role.
Monday night's game at Lincoln Financial Field will be the Eagles' sixth game of the season, but is already their third NFC East rivalry game. And we heard from players inside the locker room today on what that rivalry means to this team as they look to get back on track.
Well, there's always, I think, a little bit more in division games. I mean, that's just the reality of the fact. But you know, I think with right where we're at with 2-3, I think that obviously this is an important game for us. But you try not to really worry too much about the standings. You just try and focus, prepare like you can, and go out there and try and execute on Sunday, or Monday in this case.
I don't think we look at it right now. I mean, it's so early in the season. The division standings are what they are. But at the end of the day, this is the NFC East division game. And these games are physical, and there's a huge rivalry here. And it's going to be a fun game on Monday night.
That will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as Chip Kelly gives one final preview of Monday night's game with the New York Giants. And be sure to get all of your latest Eagles coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. A lot to get to on the show today. A progress report from the Eagles' most productive rookie, and that would be?
That'd be your linebacker, Mr. Hicks.
Jordan Hicks, indeed. There you go. We go behind enemy lines.
Thought you'd fool me on that one there, didn't you?
We talk with Merrill Reese. Glenn's got his bold predictions. So I think everybody's pretty jazzed about the show, about the state of the Eagles.
We're
about
black today.
Back
it's
in
the blackout,
black.
Baby.
Now, Eagles getting ready for the New York Giants. And when we return, we will go behind enemy lines, find out the very latest on the New York Giants, who shockingly lead the NFC East after 5 weeks.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. Time for us to step aside Chris McPherson, going behind enemy lines with Michael Eisen from Giants.com. What is happening with that football team? A lot of injuries, a lot of questions, and so far, 3 wins and 2 losses. They're in first place.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we're going to go behind enemy lines presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We bring in Michael Eisen, the senior writer for Giants.com, who's going to help us preview this Monday night showdown between the first-place New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike, let's look at quarterback Eli Manning. A fantastic season to this point. 10 touchdowns against only 2 interceptions. He's only been sacked 4 times all season. A quarterback rating of over 100. But it seems like he's doing more this year with less. Odell Beckham's been injured. Reuben Randall's been banged up. No Victor Cruz all season. So what's been the secret to Eli Manning's success?
Well, first of all, I think Eli would probably dispute he's been doing more with less, because really, Victor's the only one who's missed time. Victor Cruz hasn't played all season, but Beckham and Randall have played every game. They were hurt the other night. As far as the secret to Eli's success, I don't think it's a secret. He's just more comfortable in the offense this year. It's his second year in Ben McAdoo's system. He has a greater understanding of what Ben McAdoo expects of him. He sees things faster on the field. Eli has worked hard this year to really strengthen his arm. He does a lot of arm exercises prior to practice, so his arm feels good. So I just think it's a natural, even though he's in his 12th year, Eli is still growing as a player and in the offense.
Michael, how is he doing it without a strong running game? Obviously, they made a lot of changes to the offensive line. They brought in Eric Flowers with a first-round pick this year, but still have not been able to really get it going on the ground. How has Eli been able to overcome that?
Yeah, that's a bit of a mystery. The running game has been a bit of a disappointment. The Giants have not gained 100 yards in a game yet. I just think Eli is just playing well. It's one of those things where Eli is in a groove throwing the ball. You know, he started the season with 100-and-something passes without an interception. He didn't throw an interception until the 4th game. You know, he's like a baseball hitter. He's just in a groove. He's gotten hot. I don't want to jinx him, but, you know, he's just playing very well. And I think if the Giants do get the running game at some point, it's just going to help Eli that much more.
Michael, we obviously know Steve Spagnuolo from his time in Philadelphia, working under Jim Johnson. He's once again the defensive coordinator for the Giants. Now, he doesn't have an elite pass rusher like Jason Pierre-Paul, who's been out this point in the season. But what has he been able to do to strengthen that unit to make it one of the best run-stopping teams in the entire NFL?
Well, he's involved everyone in the defense. Going in without JPP, they knew that they had to get others to help. And really, not only did we not have JPP the other night, but George Selvey and Robert Ayers, who had started a game together or two games together, they were inactive. Really, we've gotten a lot of great contributions from players probably no one in Philadelphia has ever heard of. Kerry Wood, who was a free agent from Richmond last year as a rookie. Wani Unga, who is a first-year player from BYU, who sat out all of last season after tearing his ACL in his final game at BYU. He's played middle linebacker. He's done a tremendous job at middle linebacker. And really, everyone on the defense, Bags has gotten everyone involved. They're sort of like the offense with Eli. Everyone's starting to understand more and more what is expected of them, and they're playing at a very high level. Now, you know, the run defense has been very good. This week, I believe it's ranked second in the NFL. The pass defense, not so good, ranked 32nd. So that part of the game has to improve.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Michael, so I'll let you do that.
I brought it up.
Last thing, Monday night, give us an X factor. Who's a player who's maybe going a little bit under the radar right now, but who could have a big impact for the Giants?
Well, I'll tell you, a guy who's really not getting much acclaim for what he's done is our kicker, Josh Brown. I know the Eagles have had issues at that position. Josh Brown is actually leading the NFL right now in both field goals with 13 and points with 50. He's 13 for 13 this season, and I don't want to jinx him, but he's made 17 in a row dating back to last year, which has tied the Giants' record he set 2 years ago. So we have got a 13-year veteran, a really solid guy at kicker, which is sometimes kind of an underrated position. So he's certainly not going to be intimidated in a big situation on the road if it comes down to a final kick in the fourth quarter.
Michael, if you jinx any of your Giants players there, I think the fans in Philadelphia would welcome you with open arms. No question about it.
I may have to move to Philadelphia if that happens.
Michael Eisen, senior writer for Giants.com. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks so much, Michael. Michael, we'll see you on Monday night when you come down to Lincoln Financial Field. And we've got a lot to get to on the show. Mostly, Glenn, he's got some bold predictions. He's been on a roll. And I know we've got some coming up on the other side here.
A little bit. I'm going to give you one that's going to happen early that you're really going to like coming up right here on Eagles 360.
I got tickets. Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I know these are
real
tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make
that
profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
You have any more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pre-game sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagle season tickets.
How do you know?
You both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
How's it progressing with the prisoner?
He'll tell us everything he knows very shortly, sir.
As you were.
Where were we?
13 serving 14.
Service!
If your boss stops by, you act like you're working.
It's what you do.
If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com for a chance to win a pair of tickets in the Amoroso Suite when the Eagles take on the Buffalo Bills at Lincoln Financial Field. Dave Spadaro, Glenn McNeil, it's Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Of course, we will not on this Monday. We've got a football game.
Got an event.
At Lincoln Financial Field. It's Hall of Fame night. It's Back in Black night. Big party time. We've got our kickoff show beginning at 7:30. Coverage all the way through. as the Eagles play the New York Giants. And let's talk about the game now. Some bold predictions from Senor McNeil.
All right, here you go, Monfrere. Number one, Sam Bradford is going to have his number one passing game of the season so far. He had 336 yards against Atlanta, 333 last week. He's going to beat that. I think he's going to be in the neighborhood of 350, and he's going to start getting it early, which you know, Dave, is critically, critically important. And I'll tell you this as part of that. The Giants are not very good at covering tight ends against Buffalo. Charles Clay had over 100. Jordan Reed of Washington had over 100. So look for a big day of the tight ends and a big passing day early.
And may I add this statistical caveat?
Please.
That Sam Bradford has never had two games, back-to-back games, of 300 yards passing in his career. So if Glenn's bold prediction comes true, then Sam Bradford's making some traction here.
Well, feel good
in
about
this Chip
it.
Kelly offense.
Yeah, because he needs to make traction in this Chip Kelly offense. Okay. So there you go. That's number one. All right, here you go. Number two, the guy to watch on the Giants is Shane Vereen, not his brother Ben, who we talked about the other day, although he's a fine dancer. The Giants are, as we talked about earlier, they're having problems with weapons. Odell Beckham is hurt. Randall is hurt. Shane Vereen is that tough back out of the backfield. He catches a lot of passes. He returns kickoffs. He's a dangerous. He's like Sproles light. Sproles very light, but he's going to be the guy who you're going to have to worry about this week. He'll be the guy who does some damage.
And the Eagles did a really good job last week against the Saints in the horizontal passing game with C.J. Spiller. We saw a week earlier his big play against the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles shutting down that part of the Saints defense, Saints offense. And the requirements will be the same against Vereen. They're very aware of him. And I agree, Glenn. Shane Vereen is a really key weapon for Eli Manning, who has been kind of mistake-free for much of the season.
Eli Manning has been terrific this season, and a big part of it is he's just getting rid of the ball really quickly.
Captain Checkdown.
Yeah, he is Captain Checkdown. But for them, for them, that's working right now. All right, here you go. Number three, even taking into account that previous prediction about Shane Vereen, the New York Giants will not rush for 75 yards this week. Their running game is terrible. We know how good the Eagles are against the run. Rashad Jennings, Andre Williams are not the guys you should worry about. You know, the Giants haven't had a good runner since 2012 when Ahmad Bradshaw, then he got hurt. Their line can't block against the run. You know, as you said, they prevent sacks because he gets rid of it so early. They cannot.
And the Eagles allowing just 3.5 yards per carry. That's tied for best in the NFL. The front has done a terrific job. That's three Glenn McNeil bold predictions. Two more coming
Sunday.
On Monday.
Or Monday, that's
Monday
right.
Monday night game.
Well, there you go. I get an extra day
Mr.
to sleep.
An extra day to think of two more bold predictions.
Got it.
So Glenn's been on a roll. We hope the Eagles stay on a roll. When we return to Eagles 360, well, it's the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese, excited about prime time. Eagles, Giants, he's next up in studio.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly, the 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall. FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Time now to bring in the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. And on Monday night, it's Back in Black night at Lincoln Financial Field. Nationally televised game, nationally broadcast game on the radio as well. Fans love it. Players seem to like it. How about you in terms of a national game?
I love it. I love a national game, the prime time, the drama.
I like the black. I like them coming back in black because I give them a nickname. I call them the Black Knights of the Schuylkill.
Well, as long as it translates to a victory, Merrill, and it did last year when they wore the black against the New York Giants. What do you feel about this team today that maybe you didn't feel about prior to the week before the win over the Saints?
Well, I didn't know. I was disappointed in the way it started. I felt that I expected a lot coming out of the gate. And then I thought, well, maybe it's just an aberration, just a game where they just didn't play well. And then it would happen again. And they never really got it going. And then I got into the point where I'm using the old Peggy Lee song, "Is That All There Is?"
Which I'm sure one or two people out there will understand the reference.
I think maybe three or four. If you like jazz, you would understand the reference. But anyhow, the fact of the matter is, I think there is more. And I think that it's a matter of this team coming together. You expect a lot because of what you saw in the preseason. But remember, the teams do not game plan for you. You have a quarterback who, although talented, hadn't played in a year and a half. You had an offensive lineman with some nicks and bruises and some changes, and then Andrew Gardner got hurt. It was all a matter of coming together. And I believe last week showed us what this team can be. Of course, they cannot afford to come out against the Giants and throw two early interceptions. You can't get away with stuff like that. Turnovers kill. But I do think that this is a closer team to what we saw last week than the one we saw against Dallas and Washington.
And what this team can be with a victory on Monday night is a first-place Eagles team in the NFC East. And to do so, Merle, the defense is going to have to come up big against an offense that likes to go down the field. Mm-hmm. Great receivers who are questionable at this point, but we'll assume that Odell Beckham Jr. and Ruben Randall will play. And then a running back in Shane Vereen, who adds a really interesting element to the passing game.
Yeah, the Giants are definitely a better team than they were last year. I don't think we're going to see a repeat of last October or November, whatever it is, when the Eagles had the Monday night game against the Giants and beat them 27-0. And in that game, the Giants quarterbacks were sacked 8 times. I say quarterbacks because actually Ryan Nassib finished up the game. That's how futile the attempts of Eli Manning became. But they sacked them 8 times. This is a different Giants offensive line. It has been put together, and Pugh has been moved. He was the first-round draft pick from Bucks County who went to Syracuse, moved from tackle to guard. They have a first-rounder playing tackle. The offensive line is cohesive. They're good. And Eli Manning has only been sacked 4 times, and he's getting the ball out of his hand very, very quickly.
Is he an all-time great quarterback, Merrill? He's got 2 Super Bowl wins. He's engineered something like 32 fourth-quarter comeback victories. In your mind, is he one of the best that you've seen?
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback based on what he's accomplished, based on his numbers, his longevity. The greatest streak is how many games he's played in a row without being injured, and the fact that he's quarterbacked 2 Super Bowl championships. That makes him a Hall of Fame quarterback. If you're talking about, you use the phrase all-time great, and to me there are only a few that fit into that all-time great category, going back to Johnny Unitas.
Right, but a Hall of Fame quarterback would indicate that he's an all-time great.
No, I don't think so. A Hall of Fame quarterback means he's one of the great ones, one of the best of his era. There are a lot of people in the Hall of Fame who I would not say are all-time greats. To me, all-time greats are those, the Johnny Unitas. He's an all-time great. John Elway, Joe Montana, Roger Staubach, Eli's brother Peyton, Tom Brady,
who only has 1 Super Bowl win, and Eli has 2.
To me, he is an all-time great. To me, Eli Manning is a very, very good quarterback who has done enough things right to earn a spot in the Hall of Fame. But the, quote, all-time great, I wouldn't put with Eli Manning.
It's a conversation for another day that very, very good is good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Eagles offense, Merle, only 3 points scored in the first quarter of games this season. It came out and really moved the football very well against New Orleans. Turn the corner kind of game last week?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But that does disturb me, the fact that they have a not-so-grand total of 1 field goal, 3 points in all of their first quarters combined. That cannot continue. They've got to come out Monday night and how about put 10 on the board in the first quarter.
What are you seeing happen on Monday night?
I think they're going to play well. I really do. I think the Giants have some key injuries. We don't know how they're going to manifest themselves over the course of the game? Can Odell Beckham be ready? And not only can he be ready, can he go out there on the field on a cold night and not re-injure the hamstring? That is the major question. I have a feeling he'll start, and the same with Reuben Randle. But we've seen players start. We saw Kendricks a few weeks ago come back and then re-pull the hamstring. We haven't seen Shady McCoy go out on the field yet, except early in the season, but since he pulled the hamstring. DeSean Jackson with the problems with the hamstring. That's a very iffy injury. It doesn't sound serious, but what it is, it's long-term, and it gets into a player's mind, and it really restricts what he can do.
Well, it's a bundle-up kind of night, national broadcast for Merrill and Mike, for the national television audience as well. It's Back in Black night, and we're all excited, no more than Mr. Merrill Reese. Merrill, thanks for joining
Remember
us.
Remember that, Black Knights of the Schuylkill.
Black Knights of the Schuylkill. Thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
What makes a Temple Owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Eagles fans, score a touchdown of your own by downloading the new McDonald's app for some delicious deals on the download. Offers are updated weekly, and you can receive a free sandwich just for downloading the app. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Welcome back to our final segment of Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Macnell. He's here every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 o'clock. We love having you here, Glenn. And the Eagles have gotten some contributions from the rookies. How would you evaluate 5 games in this rookie class?
5 games in, I would tell you that Hicks has obviously been so good for them. And he's the guy when they drafted him. I think we were all surprised they're going to draft an offensive lineman there. No, in the third round, they go for a linebacker. And what a great pick, because he's really contributed. We haven't seen enough from Aguilar yet. I know he's hurt now. I think, you know, he should come on later in the year. Because you've seen rookie wide receivers do so well in the NFL, maybe our expectations were too high. But I hope as the second half moves on, he really does contribute, because that'll be important.
And then, of course, Eric Rowe has played at cornerback, yeah. Also getting some looks in practice.
Looking
at
better.
Safety, and Jacory Shepard still recovering from that ACL injury. So it's been a promising early start for this rookie class, and who knows, they're going to need every piece of this 53-man roster as the season goes along. When we talked about Jordan Hicks, we did so with the knowledge that he's played very, very well. In our game plan crew, Ike Reese and Mike Quick give a little progress report on the gem of this 2015 draft class, linebacker Jordan Hicks.
All right, Mike, our rookie report brings us to Jordan Hicks, third-round draft pick out of Texas, certainly catching the eye of all Eagles fans through the early part of the season. Seems to be around the football an awful lot.
He's fortunate that he gets to line up next to Mufasa, because he's shedding a lot of knowledge. He's a great study, good student. Watch him here. But this is such a nice job playing the linebacker position. He scrapes along there, stays behind those big bodies, shoots the gap, and makes a big stop.
Yeah, keeps his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. He's done a fantastic job in the run game, but the passing game is what I've been most impressed with him, because you don't see the type of passing offenses that he's seeing now in college. And so he's man-to-man coverage here on Mark Ingram coming out of the backfield. He knows he has to take away the inside leverage from him, forces him outside. And if this throw is on target from Drew Brees, it's a pick six for Jordan Hicks.
You know, you can't play the coverage any better than that. He's taken away the inside. He knows he's got to break outside, and he just undercuts that route. Brees has to throw it away or suffer a pick.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I watch him here in zone coverage. That was man coverage.
Yep.
Zone concepts are certainly difficult for rookies to understand. You watch Jordan Hicks here. What the Saints are doing, they're going to run crossing routes in front of him, trying to entice him to jump up. See that back underneath there? But the guy behind him is who Drew Brees wants.
Yep.
Nice job of Hicks keeping pace with his guy underneath, but at the same time keeping depth at the first down sticks. And he has enough athletic ability to get up and disrupt this throw. Should have been a pick. Should have been a pick. But still, nice job by number 58 here, understanding route concepts.
I think with all the skills that Hicks brings, it's very fortunate that he gets to work with D'Amico Ryans, because it's just going to make him better.
Yeah, something about that number 58, man. I can't remember a bad player wearing that number in recent memory. Jordan Hicks, certainly a rookie that we need to keep our eye on.
Thanks so much, guys. A little peek ahead at what's on the menu, our Amoroso's on the menu segment here. We've got Ryan Matthews in for our Crunch Time piece on Friday. Alex Smith with stats only, a look at the numerical side of the Eagles and the Giants. And Chris McPherson and I on Eagles 360 tomorrow will offer our key matchups. We have to figure out who's going to be playing, because obviously the first key matchup is, what do you do against Odell Beckham Jr., who is absolutely great.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen his pregame warm-up?
Yes.
It is incredible.
What's fun about it is he has this crowd of, you know, hundreds of people watching, and it's just, it's a circus show.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think what you do against Odell Beckham Jr. is you hope he doesn't play this.
You make him catch it with two hands. Forget the one-handed catch. You make him catch it with two hands. For Glenn Macnell, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us in Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.